Hello and welcome to Masterpiece Audio Theater. I am your host,
Jay Langjens. Hi, everybody. Wow. Last episode of the Dog Days. I don't know if anybody told you. No. Wow. The last day of the Dog Days of podcasting. And nothing ever goes as planned. This evening, I thought to myself, I'm going to do something fun. I'm going to do something crazy. I'm going to do something wacky. I got all of these ideas, nothing's really gelling, nothing's sticking to the wall. You know, you know that adage, right? You throw something against the wall till it sticks. All these things, thinking about it. We had a meeting today, tonight, at 8 o'clock. The meat man, the man of meat, a gentleman came by, a local farming co-op, with meat. You know, you're buying directly from the farm idea. It's supposed to be cheaper, better, healthier food, yada, yada, yada. Coming at 8 o'clock. Okay, I can record a podcast after he's done. Well, guess what? It is 10:30 at night, and he just left. Now, people who know me will tell you that it's my fault. People who know my wife will tell you that it's her fault. And people who've met this gentleman will tell you it's his fault. But we all talk too much. That's really... that's the cusp of the situation there. Just way too much chit-chat. We were chatty Cathy's the whole evening. But, I don't know. Sounded great up until the shoe that drops, that hits the floor, you know. Even the cost seemed fairly reasonable. We spend an obscene amount of money on food every month. And I don't know what other people spend on food, but we spend roughly around $2,300 a month on food. We eat really healthy. We eat lots of fresh fruit, lots of fresh vegetables, nothing processed. I'm allergic to pork, so there's no pork products. So pork is cheap meat, but we don't get any of that. So it's beef, chicken, a lot of fish. And the fish I catch in the deep sea ocean, I go fishing every year and I bring back a whole freezer full of fish. So all of that, right? We spend a lot, figure it out. This is the package. And it's like, $115 a week. A week. Which technically should fall into that budget of what we're spending per month on food. Around $450 a week we spend on food, which comes out to roughly around the $2,800 or whatever. I don't have a calculator. And I'm going off of numbers, and I'm half here, half there, half nowhere. But anyway, then he goes, so you may need to buy a freezer, though. You need 17.5 cubic feet. And I said, whoa, what? Well, it all comes at once. So, and try and conceptualize an entire year of meat. Like, I just, you know, and we're going through the list, right? Okay. And we'll eat a whole chicken once a week. Typically it's a rotisserie chicken. You buy that at the grocery store, bring it home. I cut it up real quick. I'm very good at cutting up poultry, slice it up into nice sizes. And then what I'll do throughout the week for lunch is I will take said chopped up chicken and I will put it on bag salads that I buy. And that's my lunch. And, you know, I break it up over the week and I get four lunches out of it, which is perfect for me. And I love having salad for lunch. So very healthy, yada, yada, yada. 52 chickens. If I don't go with the rotisserie and I go with the buy a year's worth of meat in one shot, 52 chickens. I don't think 17.5 feet is going to cover it. 17.5 cubic feet. I don't think that's going to cut it. Yeah. When I brought that up, he kind of had to agree with me, you know, and, meat. Okay. So, you know, you can stack beef, you can stack chicken and all that stuff, but 52 chickens. Like, I just can't get over that. Like, you're getting enough ground beef that, I'm going to have more ground. I would have more ground beef coming to me than my body weight. I'm going to have 200 plus pounds of ground beef. So, yeah. Everything else about it sounds awesome. Every single thing else about it sounds awesome. You know, we're talking about local farms within, you know, a certain kilometer radius from where we live. We're talking about grass-fed animals. We're talking about hormone, all that stuff free. And I live in Alberta, and anybody who knows anything about meat knows that we have the best meat. So I know what I'm getting, you know. But still, an entire year's worth of meat. I'm a little punchy, and it just sounds crazy to me. Like, I just, yeah, I have to get over that part, you know. And there's some debates. So I got the man left, and, you know, we sent him on his way with promises of going and delving deeper into this situation, because I gotta figure something out. You know, as far as meal planning goes, and I don't know how many people out there do whole heck of a lot of meal planning, and we generally try very hard to meal plan weekly, know what we're going to be making, buying specific groceries tailored. We have three children and ourselves. I told you how much money we're spending on food. I live in a very expensive part of Canada as far as cost of living goes. So, yeah. Yeah. 52 chickens. 52 chickens. What the hell are you going to do with 52 chickens? Needless to say, I said we should probably take the chickens off the list. Just saying, you know. Yeah. And not to mention, also, I don't know how grocery stores do this. I don't know what it's like in your area. But for some reason, the chicken that somebody had to take and spice and tie and put on the rotisserie machine and put in the rotisserie and take it out of the rotisserie and put it on the funny little plastic thing that they put it on inside the little case, put the little handle on, the cardboard handle on, put it out on the display, show it to the whole world to sell your chicken, why that chicken costs me $6 and some odd cents, and to buy a frozen one, uncooked, with none of that fancy Nancy cool doodah stuff done, and it's $10. Why is the uncooked chicken that required very little work from the people in the store more expensive than the one that clearly had a lot of effort go into it? Now, I've been told that, you know, the idea is the chicken's the draw. And then the grocery store is the shoe that drops, and you're going to go in for a chicken, and you're going to walk out with a loaf of a baguette loaf, a salad, and, oh yeah, some apples. Oh, and you forgot, you know, antacid and yada. I get the concept, but still, I just can't get, no, I don't get the concept. I'm lying. I just, how can the chicken that takes so much more work be cheaper than the frozen, uncooked one? Yeah. This is not how I wanted to end the dog days of podcasting, and I'm pretty sure I'm going to do an episode tomorrow. I might even do more than that. I don't know where this is going to go. I think I said at the beginning, I've never had my own podcast. I've never, this uploading thing, I think I got it down. Nutty set me up in a very, very good way, and she is the bomb. Super awesome, like, I wouldn't be doing this if it wasn't for Nutty. Just, you know, when I did the Dog Days of Podcasting a couple of years ago, when I did the first time and I did 30 rants for 30 days, I piggybacked onto the Flash Pulp feed, and JRD Skinner and Jessica May and Opopanex were gracious enough to lend me the space to be able to participate in this, and now this go round, the dog days, the 12 days of dog days, the 12 dog days of Christmas, the 12 days of Christmas. Mark Coyfield, Mark, the encaffeinated one, his personal challenge, which we sort of glammed onto at Christmas time, which I did not complete but had intended to. So even that, she helped me out, and you got this because she helped me out, and thank you, Nutty. I really appreciate it. Thank you very, very much. You are a very awesome person, and yeah, super double thumb up likes with hearts and happy faces and all that kind of stuff. This has been the Dog Days of Podcasting for 2017, episode 31. I could justify two more. I owe one because I skipped a day, and heck, the first might even go on. Who knows? You might get more. But if you don't, thank you to every single individual involved in the Dog Days of Podcasting. Super big thank you to Craig. Super big thank you to Chuck and to T and to everybody who did it daily. Melissa, Mark, Tim. I feel like I should be going, but then that would be copying something that that the Hidden Node did last year. So we're not going to do that. But yeah, everybody. Joe, Michael Butler, even Chiaki, who's not on in the feed but is still doing it. Yeah, thanks to everybody. The community is awesome. Just makes you want to be a part of it. The daily commenting and the inside, not jokes, but the inside knowledge. The whole thing. Thank you.
From all of us here at Masterpiece Audio Theater, we would like to say thank you. And we hope you have a good evening or a good day, depending on your life choices. And we all know who said that. This has been the Dog Days of Podcasting, 2017. This podcast was created under the Attribution Non-Commercial Share Alike 4.0 license.